Hi, I'm Eunice. You're listening to Grammar Matters, a series of podcast episodes from the English Language Institute of Singapore. Grammar Matters aims to help listeners become more aware of areas of English language use in Singapore which do not follow standard English conventions and which may be confusing to other speakers of the language.
Hello, I'm Paul Doyle and this is Grammar Matters. In this episode, we're going to focus on the use of verb forms and tenses when linking ideas and clauses. Let's listen to Angeline, who is talking to her friend Tina about her travel plans to Australia.
Are you going to Australia, Angeline?
Yes, I will be going with Ching Han when he will go. He won't go until he will finish this present project.
You're lucky to be going. Ching Han is very generous.
Yes. However, I had to nag him before he agreed. If he did not agree, I would be very angry.
Where in Australia are you going?
We are going to Darwin, Sydney, and Melbourne. If we had enough time, we would also go to Perth. Moreover, we will have to wait until we will be there to decide.
You are very lucky, Angeline. I feel quite jealous.
If I am you, I get John to take me somewhere nice.
Did you notice that Angeline made some mistakes in her use of verb forms and tense? Instead of saying,
I will be going with Ching Han when he goes.
Angeline said,
I will be going with Ching Han when he will go.
And instead of saying,
if we have enough time, we will also go to Perth.
She said,
if we had enough time, we would also go to Perth.
When we link ideas together in a sentence, we have to be careful about the verb forms we use. Changing the verb form in the main clause, related to a time clause beginning with when, changes the meaning of the sentence. For example, Mutu was preparing dinner when I got home. This means that at the time I reached home, the dinner preparation was still going on. However, if I change the verb form in the main clause, Mutu prepared the dinner when I got home, the meaning is now that Mutu waited until I got home before he prepared the dinner. When we talk about the future, we do not usually use will in the time clause. For example, we will have to wait until we are in Australia. The main clause uses will to express future meaning. But the time clause, beginning with until, uses the present verb form, are. In a similar way, when a sentence contains a conditional clause, beginning with if or unless, changing the verb forms in the main and conditional clauses changes the meaning of the sentence. To talk about common occurrences, we often use the present tense in both clauses. For example, she feels sleepy if she eats too much. We can also use the past tense in both clauses, as when we are recounting or telling a story. For example, she felt sleepy if she ate too much. When we want to talk about something that we think is likely to happen, we can use the modal verb will in the main clause and a present verb form in the conditional clause. For example, you will not do well unless you try harder. When we do not expect things to happen, we use the modal verb would in the main clause and a past tense verb form in the conditional clause. For example, they would get lost if they went on their own. Sometimes we want to refer to events that could have happened, but we know that they did not. When we believe it's not possible for something to occur, we can use a past modal verb form in the main clause and the past perfect verb form in the conditional clause. For example, I could have warned them about the earthquake if I had watched the TV news. Let's listen once again to Angeline and her friend talking about travel plans. This time, you will hear that Angeline has overcome her problems in her use of verb forms and tense when linking ideas and clauses.
Are you going to Australia, Angeline?
Yes, I will be going with Qinghan when he goes. He won't go until he finishes this present project.
You're lucky to be going. Qinghan is very generous.
Yes. However, I had to nag him before he agreed. If he had not agreed, I would have been very angry.
Where in Australia are you going?
We are going to Darwin, Sydney, and Melbourne. If we have enough time, we will also go to Perth. Moreover, we will have to wait until we are there to decide.
You are very lucky, Angeline. I feel quite jealous.
If I were you, I would get John to take me somewhere nice. The Grammar Matters podcast series is brought to you by the English Language Institute of Singapore. We would like to thank the Regional Language Centre of the Southeast Asia Ministers of Education Organisation for allowing the use of material from their Grammar Matters publication. To find out more about the ELIS podcast, visit go.gov.sg/ELIS podcast. Thank you for listening.